Microdosing psilocybin means taking roughly 1/10 of a full dose, between 0.1 and 0.3 grams, on a structured schedule, without triggering a visible trip. The two main protocols are the Fadiman method, 1 day on, 2 days off, and the Stamets stack, 5 days on, 2 days off, often paired with lion's mane and niacin. At sub-threshold doses, psilocybin partially activates serotonin 2A receptors, quieting the brain's default mode network without causing hallucinations. It also activates TRKB receptors, the same pathway targeted by ketamine, promoting neuroplasticity through BDNF at doses too small to feel. The clinical picture is honest. Polito and Stevenson tracked 98 microdosers in 2019 and found improvements in focus alongside increased neuroticism. Burchard's controlled trial showed mood and energy effects at just 13 micrograms. But Sigeti's 2021 self-blinding study complicated everything. Participants couldn't tell placebo from active dose, yet still reported benefits, raising real questions about expectation. A 2023 randomized trial confirmed the placebo question remains open. The honest science? TRKB activation is real. DMN modulation is real. Whether these mechanisms reliably produce consistent psychological benefits beyond expectation is still being established. Safety notes: anxiety amplification in predisposed individuals, rare cardiac risk with chronic use, and a clear contraindication for anyone with personal or family history of psychosis. The science is young. The mechanisms are promising. The hype deserves scrutiny.